This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal launches e-passport. Foreign Minister Dr. Naren Kharka issues first e-passport to revered centenarian Satya Mohan Joshi. 6 cases get final verdicts and 2 orders issued in Supreme Court yesterday. New electricity tariff fixed by Electricity Regulatory Commission comes into effect. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu arrives in Kathmandu on a 3-day trip, and Indian capital Delhi shuts schools and colleges as air turns toxic. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kharka launched the electronic passport issued by the Foreign Affairs Ministry yesterday. Amid a program organized by the Passport Department in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Dr. Kharka launched the electronic passport by issuing the first one to revered centenarian Dr. Satya Mohan Joshi. Addressing the program, Minister Dr. Kharka called for contribution from all walks of life to uphold the image of the country in the international arena, saying Nepal had made a good stride in digital technology. Also speaking on the occasion, revered centenarian Joshi said the electronic passport upheld significance as it carried identity of the holder. With the issuance of the electronic passport, the problem of staying in queue for passport is expected to end. The Supreme Court yesterday gave verdicts on 6 cases and issued orders on 2 other cases. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jangha Bahadur Rana had assigned 2 single benches and 7 joint benches for holding hearings on 188 cases for yesterday. Yesterday, 5 Supreme Court justices among agitating justices joined the regular benches. Other justices have been boycotting the regular benches since the 25th of October, demanding the resignation of Chief Justice Rana. Meanwhile, the protesting Bar Association continued protest on the premises of the Supreme Court yesterday as well, demanding the resignation of Chief Justice Rana. The new electricity tariff fixed by the Electricity Regulatory Commission came into effect yesterday. As per the new tariff, households consuming up to 20 units of electricity have to pay only 30 rupees. The Commission said they revised the existing electricity tariff to encourage electricity consumption in the households. The tariff has been reduced by 2.84% for household consumption. Similarly, the household consuming monthly electricity from 151 units to 250 units via a 5 ampere single phase has to pay 100 rupees. Those using electricity via 15 ampere single phase have to pay 125 rupees, and those using it via 30 ampere single phase have to pay 150 rupees as service charges. As per the latest data, Nepal has nearly 5 million households that use regular electricity. Among them, nearly 2 million households use electricity of less than 20 units per month. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs Donald Liu arrived in Kathmandu yesterday on a 3-day trip. According to the U.S. Embassy Kathmandu, Liu will meet government leaders and officials and visit cultural heritage sites during his stay. Similarly, Deputy Assistant Secretary for South and Central Asian Affairs Kelly Kedarling will arrive today and meet with Nepali officials and emerging civil society leaders. Their visit comes just ahead of the 75th year of diplomatic relations between the United States and Nepal. As part of U.S. President Joe Biden's top priorities, they will address challenges like COVID-19, climate change, and strengthening democracies. CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said the issue related to Supreme Court would be resolved very soon. Talking to media persons at Janakpur Dham Airport yesterday, Chair Prachanda said the ruling partners were putting effort on finding a solution to the matter. He further said that the issue would be addressed politically if it was not solved within the next couple of days. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma has pledged to put new system in place to resolve problems surrounding the tax system and to listen to the grievances of the taxpayers. addressing an event organized by Inland Revenue Department in Kathmandu on the occasion of 10th National Tax Day yesterday. Minister Sharma stressed on setting up a separate unit to address the complaints and grievances of the taxpayers. He also promised to make revenues management tech-savvy and taxpayer-friendly, pledging to implement the paperless tax system very soon. Chief Minister of Province No. 1, Rajendra Rai, secured a vote of confidence yesterday. He obtained 15 votes in the 92-member Province Assembly. A total of 79 Provincial Assembly members were present in the voting process. Main opposition in Province No. 1 Assembly voted against Chief Minister Rai. Ambassadors of the State of Qatar, Yusuf bin Mohammed Al-Hel, and Ambassador of Arab Republic of Egypt, Noha Hamdi Ahmed El-Jibali, separately paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Kharge at the ministry yesterday. Various matters of mutual interest were discussed during the meeting. Likewise, resident representative of UNDP Nepal, Aishain Medha Gangoda Labi, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Kharge yesterday itself. The ministry said during the meeting, issues related to Nepal-UN development cooperation and partnership were discussed. 8 constitutional commissions, including the National Human Rights Commission, have expressed commitments to further consolidate mutual relations, coordination and collaboration for protection and promotion of human rights. During a human rights-related workshop in Kathmandu yesterday, the National Commission Advocating Rights expressed their commitment for the protection of human rights. A total of 412 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of nearly 12,000 samples. Likewise, 202 people recovered from COVID-19 yesterday itself. Meanwhile, a person died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,483 in Nepal so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Authorities in the Indian capital Delhi have shut all schools and colleges indefinitely amid the worsening levels of air pollution. Construction work has also been banned until the 21st of November, but an exception has been made for transport and defence-related projects. Only 5 of the 11 coal-based power plants in the city have been allowed to operate. A toxic haze has smothered Delhi since the festival of Tihar. The levels of PM2.5 tiny particles that can clog people's lungs in Delhi are far higher than the World Health Organization's safety guidelines. Several parts of the city recorded figures close to or higher than 400 on Tuesday, which is categorized as a severe. A figure between 0 and 50 is considered good and between 51 and 100 is satisfactory, according to the Air Quality Index. The Delhi government said it was mulling over a lockdown to improve air quality as dense clouds of smog engulfed the city. Staying with India, 5 suspected rebels have been killed by Indian forces in the southern district of Indian-administered Kashmir a day after a gunfight in the region triggered protest following the allegations of civilians being used as human shields by Indian armed forces. The 5 were killed in 2 separate operations in the Kulgam district yesterday. Police officials said that after a tip-off about the presence of rebels in the Pombe and Gopalpora villages in southern Kashmir, a cordon was laid by the armed force ensuing into a gun battle. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Nepal launches e-passport. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Kharka issues first e-passport to revered centenarian Satyamohan Joshi. 6 cases get final verdicts and 2 orders issued in Supreme Court yesterday. New electricity tariff fixed by Electricity Regulatory Commission comes into effect. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu arrives in Kathmandu on a 3-day trip. And Indian capital Delhi shuts schools and colleges as air turns toxic. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.